What I'm about to tell you may come as a terrible shock, but I've decided that you're probably strong enough to take it. Okay, here goes. Sometimes, dirty tricks get played in politics. These come in all shapes and sizes. At one extreme, you have Watergate, which involved political sabotage, bugging, and criminal cover-up that extended all the way to the White House. That cost Richard Nixon the presidency, as you might recall. On the other hand, some seem more like harmless fun. Democrats, for example, used to have a merry prankster named Dick Tuck, who, before Watergate, once hired a group of very pregnant women to march around carrying signs that read, "Nixon's the one." One of the most common and time-honored tricks has been to try and split your opponent's vote. For example, if your name is John Smith and you're in a tough primary fight against Jill Jones, you might want to confuse the voters by talking Jan Jones and Jane Jones into putting their names on the ballot, too. Now that seems to be happening on a bigger scale with the Tea Party movement. Wendy Day, who's often identified as a state leader of what claims to be a leaderless grassroots movement, says the Tea Party does not want to be on the ballot. They don't want to be seen as a separate political party, she and other Tea Party activists say, just as a group that supports candidates who support their agenda. Coincidentally, this happens, however, to be an almost exclusively Republican agenda. However, in the last few weeks, petitioners have popped up all over the state trying to get a Tea Party on the ballot. Most of the self-identified Tea Party leaders were shocked and outraged. Yet, I saw lots of people in trendy Royal Oak and mostly African-American Southfield signing these petitions. Chetley Zarko, a conservative blogger, did some digging and found that the canvassers were being paid $1 per signature by an outfit called Progressive Campaigns, Inc., which has done this work for liberal and Democratic Party causes in the past. They are doing this in the name of the Tea Party, LLC, which was registered with the state in May by a previously unknown blue-collar worker who lives in the Thumb and has donated small amounts of money to Democrats in the past. Zarko calls this a Democratic dirty trick. The Michigan Democratic Party isn't taking credit, though it all does seem suspicious. The Secretary of State's office tells me that if the Tea Party can collect 38,013 valid signatures by July 15th, they can get on this year's ballot and put candidates up for office. If that happens, it's likely that whatever votes they get will come at the expense of the Republicans. So, is this a dirty trick? Well, that's up to you to decide, but it doesn't seem to be illegal. As a state official told me, voters ought to know what they're signing, but if they're over 18 and voluntarily sign a petition, it's hard to see how anybody can complain about that. They will complain, of course, and maybe even challenge it in court. Well, you never know, but this year just might turn out to be even more interesting than we expected.